I can't blame anybody but me. That's my bad. Sorry, guys. It's not the first time that's happened.
We had
three viewers. They were mad about it. They'll find us.
We needed to put tape on that button. Do not push after break.
It was on the screen. I'll have to reshare it again. But this is the second half. That's probably the notification I went live again, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Let me get your mic going over here, Keith.
You can do an online phone number.
Yep.
You know about that?
Yeah.
That
talk right into there.
Yeah, it's a microphone, not a cock. You can put your mouth near it.
Yeah.
No, tell this guy to have his mouth on it.
Turn homosexual with you.
I know, right?
It does.
I think that's it. All right.
Oh,
wait, what?
Anyway. There's a video you don't
want to
watch.
I don't know what's going on there, but...
No, it was the salty cracker with the fucking ripped out Abe Lincoln behind him. Everybody in this video, it's Electric Six. They're out of Detroit. It's actually a really good band.
Right.
And it's called Gay Bar. But it's funny because all the dudes in the background are like working out Abe Lincoln's...
I
want to take you to a gay bar. They all got the big top hats on.
Well, what's the one where he's making out with the granny?
That's
that one's so
Fire in the Disco.
Yeah.
Fire in the Gates of Hell. Fire in the Disco. Fire in the Taco Bell.
See, look, we got our three viewers back. Yeah. What up, y'all? Look, that's my fault.
Look what you come back into, Kevin.
I apologize for hitting the
way off track.
I don't know why that happened, but it did.
Monkeys, did you find
out?
But check that band out, Electric Six. They're actually a fucking pretty cool band.
Detroit band, you say, huh?
Yeah, a Detroit band.
For the second hour of the show, I have to apologize because we didn't hit not one damn sponsor, and that's our fault. We got into it, been out of it too long. But
Stanberry.
Before we go anywhere further, do you got a junk car laying around? How about some scrap metal?
Scrap metal.
You got some batteries?
Batteries.
Take them down to We Buy Your Junk, Junker for Jesus. Vehicle scrap metals, aluminum, copper conversions, batteries, and more. 517-937-7748. Or go stop and see him at 2756 East South Street, Jackson, Michigan.
And don't forget, free donuts.
Oh.
And coffee.
On Fridays in the morning.
Yeah,
hit them
Friday,
up.
Friday, free donuts,
there between
coffee.
7 and 8, I believe.
Did any of them agree to that yet? Or have we gotten any negative responses?
No. You know what's
to the false advertising?
I talked to Abby, and like she's like, yeah, let me talk. She's like, let me talk to Coral. And then she never called me back. And I was like, well, damn, they must be mad or they're super busy.
Oh, that's funny shit. Because last week or 2 weeks ago when we did the show, Every one of our sponsors has free donuts and coffee.
Free donuts and coffee, and then we'd pick a day, and it was like from time to time.
And I mean every one of them that we did.
I wonder how they're
That's funny.
We were waiting to get some hate calls, like,
yeah.
You assholes, we ain't got no fucking free coffee or donuts.
Yep.
Hey, but that's what makes it fun, and at least they come down there to at least talk to you.
Right.
That's free advertising is the best advertising.
Hey, grab that top of that mic right there, if you would. But, nope, not... Oh,
man. He broke it, didn't he?
Nah, he's back again. What up, Billy Simpkins?
But even though you broke it, there is a fix for it. And it's Simpkins Electrical Service, 4810 Page Avenue, Michigan Center, Michigan. Or give them a call at 517-764-7766. They fix just about anything electrical. Century, Bernard, Thermaldex, Hypertherm, Lincoln Electric,
Miller, OTC,
Eastside. There's an echo in here.
Damn, we was getting out of it.
I was going to keep going, but I thought I'd just comment, man. Like, there's an echo in here.
Yeah, check them out. Anything you guys need done.
Billy Simpkins. He the man.
Sunday.
Monster Trucks. See the nuclear-powered wheelchair of death. See the cuttlefish of Cthulhu. It's awesome. Monster drugs.
We used to, for the fishy.
We used to do that fucking drunk between Jason Roy, Sackman, and a couple other guys, Kyle Felvery. And we'd be in there and somebody'd go, Monster truck, it's awesome. Sunday. Everybody would just kind of ad-lib and throw in their own little part. We should have recorded it.
Speaking of Sundays, Make sure you go check out All for Less Liquidations. These guys beat every store's prices. They got all kinds of stuff all the time. from all over the place, guys. I mean, it's definitely worth it. $5 brand new clothes, toys, housewares, furniture, appliances. Check them out. 1401 Daniel Road, right behind the parlor there.
Hell yeah.
Good stuff. Good stuff.
Oh, Kevin, fun fact, Gay Bar has 36 million plus one listens on Spotify. Spotify because apparently he just went out there to listen to it.
Oh, he checked it out. See, we are influencing people. We are influencing the masses to do things.
No, it's a funny song. I actually played it for my gay uncles.
Oh, yeah?
They laughed their ass off because we were in the UP. We just came down from Copper Harbor.
Shit, I forgot the lights.
Me, my ex-wife, and my uncles. And it was kind of a prank, but just before we pulled into Gay, Michigan, I played this song. And I kind of, now my one uncle is cool. Like, he's not sensitive about being gay. My uncle, other uncle isn't either, but I didn't want to offend him. He's a little bit more hard-lined. So my one uncle's laughing. And I look at my other uncle, and he's starting to fucking giggle. I'm like, okay, broke the ice on that. And I said, do you know why I'm playing this song? He goes, I don't know. I said, because I'm going to take you to a gay bar, gay. And, dude, literally, we pulled up on the Gay Michigan sign.
Right.
And then rolled into Gay Michigan, and they're laughing at that. And then we pulled right up to the gay bar.
Nice. It's called the gay bar?
It's the gay bar in Gay Michigan. Nice. It's up in the UP, up in the Keweenaw Peninsula. But it was hilarious. We all had a fucking riot.
Right.
And anyways, yeah, check that band out, Electric Six. They're pretty decent.
Absolutely. Kevin said the next most popular is Donna McDonald's.
The other big Electric Six song is called Danger High Voltage, and we laugh our asses off. We watch this fucking stupid-ass video. It's funny.
Nice.
The Moose's Nuts go. Yeah, the Moose's Nuts go. High voltage.
That's crazy.
If they kiss, his genitalia glows and her boobs glow. What every the time hell? They kiss, high voltage. Stupid, but funny as shit.
Sounds amazing.
I like cheesy ass videos, dude.
You know what else is amazing? A cheap phone bill. Something you ain't got to pay $1 million to. Go check out Candy Cane Wireless down there at 1000 Lansing Ave, Jackson. Give him a call, 517-784-7777. This guy's got everything, man. You want the new flip phone? You want all the cool stuff that they got? Dude, Boost is way cheaper than the leading brands, but they got all the same leading towers. You can still get the same coverage.
Good shit.
Go check them out.
I got to get down there and at least introduce myself.
Oh, yeah.
And say hi. You've met him a couple.
He's a good guy. Yeah, his name's Randy.
Yeah.
Yep.
Make it a point.
Yep, free coffee and donuts on Wednesdays.
When I do that, I'm gonna go down there.
Yeah, I'm here for the free coffee and donuts.
He's like, hey, how you doing? What can I do for you? And I'm just looking for the free coffee and donuts, bro.
Hey,
I'm a little upset. I don't see anything anywhere, you know.
Yep. Now on to the fun stuff.
Good way to break the ice.
Oh yeah. You know what? Before we do anything, I gotta play this.
Do not come. Do not come.
Fuck to it.
I'm gonna come.
All right. I had to do it. That's probably the last.
I've never seen the end where he goes.
Yeah, I love it. It's great.
That's fucking epic.
Oh shit, that's
yes,
awesome.
Kevin. Guy in a Buffalo is one of my favorite series. Hyundai, guy in a Buffalo came riding in town.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh my god, you.
We're going to have an episode just on that.
No, I like the cheesy video shit, the cheesy ass song. If I don't listen to it if it doesn't make me giggle, dude.
Listen, before we get into all this funnier shit, so this is how I know that this motherfucker means business. When you watch this part, dude, look at this. Look at how fucking everybody's like. First of all, look who he has with him, and then look how it looks. Like,
I'm fucking looking at us this. And how fucking patriotic that is.
Oh, you like that?
It is.
Thank you.
Check this out. This is Trump watching Kamala speech. She crazy?
Thank you all. Yeah. Thank you so much.
She said good
much.
Evening on her concession speech.
Thank you, everyone.
Like nine
thank
times.
You.
Good evening. Thank you. Good evening. Good evening. I was counting them, and Candy was laughing.
Traveling from India to California with an unshakable dream
to be the scientist.
How many people are watching?
Can we tell how many, Dan? How many people are watching?
She's talking about how great San Francisco was.
Chick on the left. She's just sitting there.
A lot of talk about childhood.
We've got to get to
the border, inflation, and crime.
He's not proposing a single policy. Not one policy.
Look at all these people.
Biography won't lower your
all of them are doing their fucking due diligence.
Or at the pump.
They're working.
Working with him. Yeah, like, okay.
33,000
Tulsi Gabbard's there. Matt Gaetz is there.
Okay, say,
I don't know who that lady is, but she looks
the
serious.
Things of which she complains.
That's the daughter.
Of which she complains.
She's like the right-hand man in the whole business.
Donald Trump is an unserious man.
Oh.
Oh.
You hear that, folks?
You hear that, folks?
It's great, right? Ready? These prosecutions were all started by her and Biden against their political opponents. Me.
Lady is doing 100 words a minute.
Get that out
lady,
right
that's
away.
Not a caravan heading to the border. People showing up to the border with Biden-Harris T-shirts. Everything we have of people swarming the border.
She paid bail for rioters in the Minnesota Freedom Fund.
She paid and raised bail. She paid bail.
Right, that fucking machine, bro.
Yeah.
Rioters in Minnesota.
Matt Gaetz, he's a fucking beast.
They're Twitter.
I'm putting it on Trump's social.
Just social media.
Put it,
social
on the, put it right in with the stuff, huh?
With that post, yeah.
Yeah.
But look at the guy showed him something on phone. He's like, yep, run with that. Yep, we're going to do that. Yep, go ahead and do this. Put this on there.
Lying against Project 25, which she knows, and so do all Democrats, that I have absolutely nothing to do with.
She says we all know what a second term will look like. We can say yes. No inflation, secure borders.
Bro, just a fucking...
This is modern. This is the modern world. It's scary, but it's awesome at the same time. Information at a fucking click. But while she's gabbing, instead of just sitting there and bitching about it and scowling at it, he's working.
Yeah, that thing goes on for another...
This motherfucker works
but yeah, you get
18 hours a fucking day.
Yeah.
He sleeps minimally.
Sleeps less than I
do. Fuck.
Dude, watch. When I first seen that video, I went to go get the other one, and they took it off. It was gone. And so then I was on the chase. And so I'm looking for that video. I've looked for that video. It took me an hour to find it.
Try Gibby Roo.
Well, I found it, and it was like, I got it on there, and then everybody had it. But, like, dude, just to see that and how fucking much they were, like, everybody just for that one little speech, everybody's on point. Everybody's got somebody on the phone. Somebody's doing this.
Everybody's doing something.
Right.
Yep.
Like, dude, her cabinet ain't got that. Her cabinet, dude, they had a whole fucking building for her Twitter handle. Oh, man, it got cleared out. It was hilarious. I've seen videos of that. It was nuts.
I'm telling you, dude, the guy's fucking impressive. He's got a drive. Do you think fucking Joe Biden was doing this when he was running?
He was at the beach.
4 fucking years ago. No, he was hiding in his fucking basement. He went to no fucking rallies. He did nothing.
And still won.
And look at the work that this motherfucker puts in. Right. This guy does not take a fucking paycheck from the American taxpayers' pockets.
Right.
And they'll go, oh, but he takes tax. What fucking motherfucker? I fucking take tax cuts.
Mm-hmm.
I fucking do everything I can to keep all the money I can in my pocket. What do you mean?
One of these days I'm going to have somebody count the fuck.
And they go, but it's the millionaires. No, it's the fucking self-employed. It's anybody with a fucking brain that doesn't let H&R Block do their fucking taxes for them. That writes off every pair of shoes, work boots, pair of socks, that you know, meals, whatever they can write off. The smart thing to fucking do, your own due diligence. And they shit on people like that. And then they claim that guys like this are taken away from the American citizens. He doesn't even take his fucking paycheck.
Damn, that makes me want to.
And he was a millionaire before he went into office versus all these other motherfuckers that come into office penniless. AOC are now multimillionaires.
Yeah. Well,
from what? How much dick can you suck in the fucking White House, bro?
I think insider trading has a lot to do with that, too.
How much dick can you suck to become a fucking millionaire?
Yeah, bitch. To the no. What's that? What in Pelosi's what?
Oh, Pelosi's husband, didn't he own a construction company?
I don't know.
Oh, Pelosi? No, they're the fucking...
Speaking of Pelosi, wait a minute. I got something for her. Hold on. Go ahead. You can keep talking.
Anyways, it doesn't matter.
Right.
They do not make that fucking much money off from their day-to-day jobs.
Here you go, here you go.
There's no point in saying good morning, because it certainly is not one.
Ah, bitch, that's
that
right.
Fucking...
Ah,
maybe for you, bitch. Right, my fucking get. Morning's rocking right now.
You fucking good.
Was falling out of the station, dude.
All right, check this out. I have a lot to get to, but we're just going to start firing them off. Here, check this out.
Michigan election officials recently uncovered over 26,000 uncounted votes across four counties, flipping several key races from Democrat to Republican wins.
These discrepancies being blamed
on software glitches and human error flip seats previously held by Democrats to Republican victories, including a Michigan State House seat. Kent County reported nearly 14,000 uncounted votes, while Kalamazoo County found close to 7,000. Calhoun County cited a software glitch that left over 4,000 votes unreported.
Fucking blue bitches.
And
that's
Lenoir
the only blue
County
one in Michigan.
No, are you fucking kidding me? Kalamazoo and fucking the first one he said, they're all
initially,
fucking
Initially, Democrats were projected to win key seats in Lenoir County, including three county board positions and the drain commissioner race.
Leelanau is Traverse City. Traverse City is all blue.
Tim Manon, now leading the race for drain commissioner, noted the county clerk attributed the issue to a tabulator glitch, stating there were no procedural concerns. In Calhoun County, a high-speed tabulator glitch resulted in one set of results overriding another. The corrected count made Republican Steve Frisbee the winner over the Democrat incumbent in the Michigan State House. The scale of these errors has raised questions about election accuracy, sparking calls for investigation.
You
Michigan
think?
Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson has yet to comment.
Meanwhile, officials
are working to finalize results,
which currently shows substantial
Republican gains in this critical battleground state.
So, Marquette College.
Right.
Huge. The only blue in the UP. One little dot Marquette, south of the Keweenaw Peninsula.
Wait, I wish I had the fucking map. I didn't grab the map. I should have grabbed
it. Right fucking here. Here's the Keweenaw Peninsula. Right there's Marquette.
Yep.
Well, looking
there
at it
go.
My way.
There you go.
Up in the UP. And then Traverse City is Leelanau County, that whole spear tip to the west of Traverse City, all the way up to Pyramid Point. That's all Leelanau County. And then, of course, Kalamazoo, Battle Creek, Saginaw, Saugatuck, those are all blue areas. And, of course, anything east of Ann Arbor. Actually, I'm going to say east of Jackson because most of Ann Arbor is Democratic.
Right.
And I also call everything east of Ann Arbor Detroit.
Right.
Yeah, good point.
Because I'm from Mount Clemens. I'm from downriver. I'm like, it's all fucking Detroit east of Ann Arbor to me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep, that does happen.
But yeah, this does not shock me in the least fucking bit. But guess what, bitches? It didn't fucking work.
No, you're going to like this. Check this out.
So you asked, are there any places that the vice president is overperforming Joe Biden in 2020? So we can show you that as well. We just bring that out here. Harris overperforming 2020.
Holy smokes.
There you go.
Nobody.
So let this go away and see if there's anything in the east side there.
Literally nothing?
Literally nothing.
Literally not one county?
So that was to show how much she outperformed Biden, which she didn't at all.
No, not one county. Like
no,
I said,
she
had a historically less vote. And I think a lot of their constituents were just so fucking pissed that this person that wasn't even duly elected to be able to run to office by her own party, which is bullshit. You know, Biden can't just hand her the ball and say, here you go. You've got the Democratic ticket.
Yeah, that's what happened, though.
I get it, but it ain't right. And every Democrat should be pissed because there were other qualified Democrats that could have actually gave Trump a run for his money, and they were completely fucking bypassed. And if I was first in line or second in line and third in line to be running for the fucking office on the Democratic Party side, and I got bypassed for a free pass by the fucking bitch that's done nothing but support the fucking jello head,
I'd vote for Trump.
I'd be fucking pissed. I would fucking turn sides so goddamn fast to make your head spin.
It's funny because they showed pictures of all the people, like all the higher ups in the Democratic Party, and everybody was so mad of the election day. Besides Joe Biden was the only happy one.
Yeah.
Joe Biden's the only one smiling. So I was like,
that's
fuck,
the
dude.
That they did for 4 years.
Right.
You know, they just did shit just like that. And what kills me about it is that they would do crazy shit just like that. It's completely anti-American.
Right.
And they install this person, and then they just say, well, that's just the way it is. And it's like fucking a four-year-old, you know?
Mm-hmm.
They make a fucking mess, and you
got to clean it up eventually, right.
Say, oh, well.
If you guys need something cleaning, I do got to say, you got to check out Dust and Dazzle. Cleaning services, residential, commercial, dusting, vacuuming, window cleaning, laundry. What do you need? What do you need done? She'll hook you up. Give her a call, 517-414-7643. Shout out to my boy Richie.
That's like your business name.
What's that?
Dust and Dazzle.
Yeah. Check them out. They will get you cleaned up.
That's good shit. We got some good supporters.
Yeah, absolutely.
Some very good people, and we're proud to be able to support you.
Yep. Yeah, yeah. Now, you know who don't feel supported? These people here. We're just going to go through some meltdowns that's occurred, and we're going to just...
That chick down at Kelly Mart's boobs, I don't think they feel supported.
Oh, Jesus. Get it out. Get it out.
I had enough to get it, but then he recorded it.
Right. And put it on, yeah, for the world to see. So when this...
You're telling me this is not a mental fucking inacuity?
When this person, place, or thing is done, I got to read something here.
Go ahead.
This noun, this person, place, or thing. Michigan joined the Union in January of 1837. The state voted primarily Republican in the presidential elections until the Great Depression. And for anybody that doesn't know, the Republican Party was established and bona fide here in Jackson, Michigan in 1837. We are the birthplace of the Republican Party. It's just like birthplace of the Coney dog. There's other states that want to claim it. They can all suck these nuts.
We're the best.
Because we are the bestest in the westest. From the 1930s through the 1960s, the state alternated periodically between the two parties. From 1972 through 1988, the state voted exclusively Republican before becoming a part of the blue wall that voted Democratic in six consecutive presidential elections from 1992 through 2012. Donald Trump narrowly flipped the state in 2016, defeating Hillary Clinton by 0.2%. This was the closest state by popular vote percentage that year. Joe Biden won by 2.8% in 2020, bringing the state back to the Democratic column. Michigan has experienced significant economic turmoil since the 70s. Has seen slow both a bunch of other bullshit. Anyways, 2024, 15 electoral votes out of 16, 15 going to Donald J. Trump.
Okay, I think I lost the point in that. What was your point?
That Michigan voted red.
Oh, yeah. No.
When it was primarily Democratic until narrowly voting Trump into office the first time, and then 2.5% voting Joe Biden in, Michigan's had enough. Michigan's been primarily a blue state since 1992.
Let's see what this next person thinks about that.
Yeah, I'm scared of going to sleep.
Oh, she thought she was going to wake up a slave.
Wake up a motherfucking slave.
This is like how badly the propaganda has gotten to these people.
Y'all,
this is
like,
big city
why
propaganda.
Why are Trump supporters?
They're literally, you know, in a box, in an echo chamber, and you yell here, and from all four walls,
right.
It comes back to
why are y'all Trump supporters? Like,
yeah, it's called, it's right a now. Fucking echo chamber.
Why is this okay?
Notice the nose ring. Notice the nose ring.
I can't do this no more. I should have kept my vote to myself because I knew it didn't fucking matter. I knew it didn't.
Man, I've seen so many of these. It's just like, just drink it up.
They are pretty sweet, though.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, we're going to be okay. Okay, bestie? You always have a safe space here. And I love you. And we're going to get through this together.
Stop! pussy boy.
That
was
good. Shut up, pussy boy. Oh, shit. Eat the cake. Here's
number. Your old lady probably heard that in the house.
Oh, God. I know.
What the fuck are they doing out there?
I hate to be the person that gets on here and cries.
Out there doing ritualistic animal sacrifice.
Look at the nose ring. This girl's talking about how she can't go to her families now because they voted for Trump.
Right.
Because they just don't understand what they voted for and, like, what it means and... Right. The bigotry and hatred that they stand behind, and how I like am trying to be a good
my
person.
Tampons and giving them to
I'm
men.
Not Catholic like they are, which is that's, ironic that's because right it's like religion supposed to make you love.
Oh my God!
But I could see.
Oh my God!
Like,
I don't know what I'm gonna do.
My oh, because they
oh
just
sweet
don't
Jesus,
get it,
baby Jesus, help us all.
You might have been Calca.
Oh.
Someone who's gonna make my friends' lives hell.
What's Sal gonna do? Poor Sal is defenseless.
The septum rings seem to be connected to all these videos.
Bro, I'm telling you.
If Donald Trump gets in office, Sal's not gonna be able to get his tampons.
There's a reoccurring theme here with the fucking nose rings right in the septum.
He's bleeding from his assy nipples.
I'm not crazy about the nose rings in general, but that's the dumbest one right there.
My old lady's got nose ring. I call it the that's Tupac. Okay. The Tupac ring is good.
Hey,
like
fuck you,
ring.
I had one.
Did you?
The fucking 90s. Yeah, I still got the hole inside of my nose.
We can't all be gay like you.
Whatever, dude. It was cool back then. I didn't get both ears pierced. I only got one ear pierced.
I got one ear pierced. I got my left
one ear pierced. It had three holes in it.
Oh, yeah. I didn't do that.
The second time I went to jail, I was like, this is kind of fucking stupid. Trying to take my fucking nose ring out, three fucking holes in this ear. I was like, yeah, I'm done with this shit. And they say this is way too complicated.
Yeah.
No, seriously, it was way too complicated. Pulling all that shit out and putting it in a fucking drawer. Like, what about the old Prince Albert? Get the fucking knuckle buster out here.
When I went to jail, I had those ones that lock in, the, you know, so that they don't snap it.
Yeah, the Prince Albert one?
No.
Oh, no, no. That's what I'm talking about. It was really inconvenient removing that one.
They said, you got to take earrings out. And he says, I don't know if I can. Bitch, come flying out of the fucking door with a pair of wire cutters.
Oh, hell
no. I was like, bro, what kind of jail is this? I can't have no snake decorations.
I can't have no snakes on my wiener. All right, hold on. I think we're at number four. Here, check this out. I know that was number four. Okay, that's five.
For the viewer's information, I do not have a Prince Albert.
Let that dog lick up those salty cheese. Yeah, that dog voted for Trump. Yeah.
Guess what that dog was eating out on the fucking road and then licking when he come in the house?
Yeah.
Ass and roadkill, baby. Mm-hmm. Mommy, I love you. I get some of them salty tears and give you some pinworms.
Oh, she's got a Tupac earring. She ain't got this middle, but she's too young.
And I was on the verge of choosing which gender I want to be.
I try to keep on.
But all these are, they're talking about how their rights are gone. And it's all women. It's all white women.
Right.
Not mostly.
No, they act like they've all been sold into fucking slavery.
Yeah. Actually, I got on the Social Security.
Jesus Christ.
Secretary of State's webpage about 9:30 on Election Day. And you wouldn't believe. 7/8 of the comments on there were all Trump voters.
Oh, I'm sure.
But the ones that weren't were women about 50 to 70 years old and gay guys. But that seems to be...
Tell me they were pro-Trump, 50 to 70 demographic?
Yep, 50 to
70. Oh, they were pro.
Women, no. They were pro-Harris.
Oh, fuck off. Yeah, no fucking way.
Yeah,
brainwashed.
No fucking way, dude.
They were all.
My grandma is 70. No, she's 82.
Right.
My grandma fucking cried Wednesday morning.
Damn.
In love and thankfulness that Donald J. Trump was fucking my grandmother who worked her whole life.
Hey, at least she's still alive.
She is fuck. Are you kidding me? Her mom just passed.
Holy shit.
103 and a half fucking years old. My
great-grandma.
Yeah. Yeah, look what I get to look forward fucking to.
100-year-old rally.
Yeah, no, dude. I'm like planning on being done at about 80. And if not, I'm just going to take that long walk in the woods. Like, all right, I love you guys. I'll see you in the next life. Yeah. Aho.
Walks into his fucking.
Aho.
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 Knife man.
Aho. Great warrior. Uncle, yeah. Grandfather, nephew, brother, cousin.
Brother, cousin.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I straight up plan on doing the Native American walk into the woods. Like,
you got to die in battle or you don't go to Valhalla.
Well, yeah, that or just die fighting a bear or a raccoon in the woods. One of the two, you know. Either way, it's a battle.
It's a
battle. Right? Did you ever see that meme? Fucking, I was laying in my deathbed and realized that I'm not going to die in battle of Valhalla. So I threw my piss bottle at the fucking nurse.
What the fuck? That's hilarious.
I'm dying in fucking battle. Karen's getting it right in the fucking mouth.
We're going to do this.
Take this, Karen.
We got a couple more of these. I shared this on my YouTube for the short. Okay, this bitch can't even. She's like, I can't believe you just did that to our only TV. Jenny, how are we going to pay for that?
Right. Oh, the kid just did that?
No, they both just did that. There goes the TV. I mean, that TV's only about 35 inches.
No, that's pretty funny. Until their fucking boyfriend or their fucking dad comes home and beats their fucking ass.
Right.
Like,
you want to break my TV? All right.
Oh, look, bitch. Here's your Honda. Here's your fucking Subaru.
Beat him up.
Going to the fucking scrapyard on the flatbed.
Right.
Like, hey, guess what you got to do tomorrow? Get a job.
Beat a motherfucker with
Get a job.
Here goes Jimmy Kimmel crying.
Oh, cool.
Oh,
let's
Christ.
Be honest. It was a terrible night last night.
This.
It was a terrible night.
Okay.
All right. This guy is a fucking national fucking embarrassment cuck. I'll say it. I'd say it to his fucking face.
Hey, can you explain to our viewers what a cuck is?
A cuck is somebody that likes to watch somebody else fuck their old lady because they're not man enough to do it right.
Yeah, that's why if you look
at... That's pretty much a cuck.
If you look at hotel rooms, in the corner, there's usually a chair.
A cuck chair.
Yeah, it's called the cuck chair.
Yeah, the cuck chair.
A lot of people don't know that.
So a real man can come in here and fuck your wife like she needs to be. While your little bitch ass sits in the corner wishing your fucking dick was that awesome. And that's like the ultimate fucking degrading, you know, I'll stay married to you because you make good money, but I need some of this other dick. Right. You're a cuck.
Yeah, you're
fucking. And this guy, why I call him a cuck, because he was a fucking hero. A hero.
Well, he was on the Man Show.
He was a hero in the gladiatorial reigns. Is John fucking Wayne and Clint fucking Eastwood and Chuck fucking Norris because
Adam Carolla better.
He and his cohort, Adam Carolla, had a show called The Man Show.
Yep.
And the best part of The Man Show was girls on trampolines.
I was just going to say, girls jumping
and
down.
Ziggy Zaggy, Ziggy Zaggy, oi, oi, oi. Yep. Ziggy Zaggy, Ziggy Zaggy, oi, oi, oi.
I don't know about what I'm supposed to do there. I know it's a toast, but I was...
We're supposed to chug.
Oh, okay. I'm not... Okay.
It was the Man Show. It was the greatest fucking show ever created
and then,
by two genius comedic minds, and it was all about being a man, a chauvinist.
And then they told him, don't fucking do that no more.
And they said, no, that's toxic masculinity. We can never... They don't even have reruns on any cable TV shows or independent syndications. You can't even find it on the fucking internet, full episodes.
Damn.
Of The Man Show. That's how toxic it was.
He must have fucking like completely got rid of it.
And Adam he was fucking Carolla and Jimmy
Sarah
the cuck
Silverman.
Kimmel.
Yep.
This cuck was actually a part of that.
Yeah, he was dating Sarah Silverman at the time, too, and all did blackface.
I'm so disgusted, dude. Oh, right, yeah, he was totally cool when he did blackface.
Right, nobody wants to think about that. All right, here we go. Let's watch him cry.
God.
Let's be honest, it was a terrible night last night. It was a terrible night
look at this
for
asshole.
Women, for children, for the hundreds of thousands of hardworking immigrants who make this country go.
Right, illegal immigrants.
For healthcare, for our climate, for science.
Fuck this guy.
For journalism.
Fuck this
for
guy.
Justice for free speech.
Fuck this guy.
You know what I want to see right now?
People, for the middle class, for seniors, for reliance on Social Security.
No, this is why I like AI.
In Ukraine.
Oh, there you go.
For NATO. For
talking about Ukraine and NATO.
After he's done with his speech, I'm going to tell you what I want to see.
And decency. And it was a terrible night for everyone who voted against him. And guess what? It was a bad night for everyone who voted for him, too. You just don't realize it yet.
Suck a dick, cuck
you
boy.
You just don't realize it yet.
Suck a dick, cuck boy. So what I want to see is an AI generation of Jimmy Kimmel doing his crying speech on how he feels so bad for the nation that Donald Trump is going to make America great again because we really liked it shitty the way it was. And I want to see Ted Nugent coming in on a fucking vine in his
eagle.
In his fucking loincloth shorts and just fucking attack him like a savage wild Tarzan on stage and stab him so he has a reason to cry.
You know what?
With his obsidian knife fucking buckhorn handled fucking knife.
I say we do this.
Let's indict the motherfucker.
Yeah. You know, that's Ted Nugent's the reason I know that there is no Bigfoot.
Right,
he would have whacked
Ted would have already killed all the animals.
He would have had that bitch
the day Ted Nugent killed all the animals.
Is that a song?
Yes, it is. By Wally Pleasant. Have you not heard it?
I haven't, but I'd like to play it. I've been trying to get a hold of Ted to see if we can play his music.
Ted's never going to answer us, and that's fine. We'll just keep doing it until Ted fucking says, all right.
I wonder if we just use it, if we'll get in trouble.
Well, no, we aren't going to get in trouble. He'll call us up. He's like,
hey.
You fuckers right near Jackson County. We're coming.
I'll come right down to you.
I'd be like, Ted, come on over.
All right, check this out.
I'll have a non-alcoholic beer and a non-THC Dubaroni ready for you, bud.
This young gentleman, him, hers, they, them, zim, zerb, said he's going to leave the country. Let's listen to exactly what he says. Listen to this shit. It's hilarious.
And work hooked, yup. I'm going to be leaving the U.S., and I'm going to be moving to Hawaii.
Bye, Felicia.
So we'll see how it goes. And I'll update you guys.
Ooh. I'm going to be leaving the U.S. and I'm going to move to Hawaii. So we'll see how it goes.
Everybody acts like this is a fucking airport and you have to announce your departure.
Wait a minute. You're not getting it. Hawaii is still fucking the U.S.
Yeah. Oh, well, yes. I did see this earlier. Yeah. Yes, you're correct.
I'm like, dude, is this motherfucker?
I'm leaving the U.S. and I'm going to Hawaii, which is still a part of the U.S.
Right. Like, I don't know.
If I can't go to Hawaii, I'm going to go to the Virgin Islands.
This is our public
still a part of the U.S.
I know.
Keep working on it. Cuba. You're getting closer.
This is our schools. This is our public schooling system. What do you call it? Public education? We should make him jump on a trampoline on live TV.
I call it public indoctrination, but yeah.
You know what? And those are the same fuckers that brag about because they went to college how much smarter they are than us.
Right. Right, but don't know what your First Amendment fucking right is.
Right.
Yep.
Or your Second Amendment, or your Third, or your Bill of Rights.
Mm-hmm. What about... Oh, this is the winner right here. She definitely wins.
I'm sorry. No! Why?
Oh. She's got nice teeth, though.
Why? Do you really hate me that bad?
Big ass teeth. What?
Nope. Yeah. Nobody hates you. Just calm down, lady. Nobody hates you. It's going to be okay.
But don't stop.
Keep going.
I feel like Willy Wonka in the Chocolate Factory.
Uh huh.
Like,
isn't it Charlie in the Chocolate Factory?
Willy Wonka is the original.
Whatever. Anyways.
We go original around here.
No, stop. Don't.
No, stop.
Keep doing it. Like, it's totally entertaining, but no, stop. Don't.
Don't do that. It's going to hurt.
Don't do that.
Let's see. This is votes.
Where'd they go? Where'd those 15 million that showed up in force to support Joe in 2020, where did they go?
Mm-hmm.
He got 81 million votes. They made a big point. He got the most votes of any
negative
presidential candidate
67
in U.S.
million votes.
Where did those 15 million people go? We've been asking that
and
question for a long
right.
time.
It's
for the last
like
4 years,
right
we've wanted to get to the bottom
million,
of
right.
Where did those 15 million come from?
Maybe the dead people are actually
because
dead
Obama,
now, Rick.
Because Obama won in 2012
the
with
65
million
The dead people actually
votes.
Died.
Think so?
Or they all banded
suddenly
together
Joe
and said, fuck you, you're not voting
more,
for us anymore. I don't know.
You know exactly where those votes went to. They went back to the graveyards and the illegals.
There it is. See, gotcha.
Huzzah.
You had to wait till the
huzzah.
End.
Huzzah.
For the fucking climax.
Huzzah. Mm-hmm. Oh. The Muslim cry of victory. Huzzah.
You know what I really like? I like to see this. Look at this shit.
You gotta see me.
Yeah.
My girl just lost a day ago.
She said she just lost a day ago. You can't get my girl a break. Nah, fuck that. Paint that bitch. Fucking ugly.
The
ass
guy that owned that building was like, yeah, that's enough.
He's like, nah, I need to go out here and get the shit off my building. Somebody spent a lot of time on that shit, too.
I don't want anybody setting my building on fire.
Right.
Which is totally not what a conservative would do.
No, definitely not.
What?
For these numbers.
Oh, here you go. This is the amount of money that they paid all these entertainers. They have people on the inside that's leaking all this shit to them, so I love
fuck.
It. Look at this shit.
For these numbers, $10 million for Beyonce
$10 million.
To step up and back Kamala Harris.
And say 30 seconds for the shit.
I was going to say
$5 million
for
Megan
Thee
Stallion.
Who the fuck is Megan Thee Stallion?
Some dude.
Who the fuck is Lizzo?
For Eminem.
Some
I mean, is that normally how it goes?
He's a cuck already.
You get yourself in debt to try to get a bunch of rich celebrities on stage. I've never seen that. Maybe I'm ignorant of the fact.
Oprah,
wow,
low baller.
I know, right? I can't believe Oprah was the low one.
Low baller,
damn, man. You should ask for more money.
Oprah was down for the cause.
When you were running Jimmy Kimmel down there. You know, I got to wonder about their actual views because they're actors. They're paid to say what you pay them to say.
Yep. Follow your nerve. Now, you know what?
Like
Bill Maher. No, wait. Okay. I'm gonna pull this one out of the fucking equality pool.
Equity.
You have one of those?
Was Hulk Hogan paid?
No.
Was.
Oh, no.
Stop. Yeah. Was. Elon Musk paid.
Nope.
Was Joe Rogan paid?
Nope.
Okay, I want to know.
No,
I want to know definitive
right now,
answer.
This has already been.
I don't think so.
Up and
I would
been.
Honestly hope not. I would honestly.
They have given. Well,
if they're
Joe
fucking
Rogan,
supporters,
Elon's
they should
money.
Be supporters.
Elon's given money to the.
I'm a supporter
campaign.
Of the Rick and Rowdy show. Yeah. You don't have to pay me to do it.
Right.
I'm just doing it
which
because
I appreciate
I'm,
because I couldn't afford that on
that,
SSDI.
That's good because I would be a high dollar bitch. I mean, we're talking like 8-9 digits. You
dude,
know?
The blowjobs and the be right back sessions are fucking worth $30.
What Rowdy is worth, you will never be able to pay me.
Nope.
So I just do it for free.
All right. $10 million for Beyonce.
I forgot to turn this one off.
But seriously, you look at all the Don supporters. Like, did he have to give him a reach around, you know, a little handy on the elevator on the way up? I sure appreciate you, Joe Rogan, for coming to support the greatest president ever and allow me to pay you this small, insignificant hand job on the way up the elevator. Let me know when it's enough, Joe.
If you guys like his...
No, they don't.
If you guys like his Trump accent, put a yes in the comments.
I'm working on it.
Or no. Or work
I'm
on it.
I'm working on it.
Put what you think is right. All right, now.
But did he have to give some hand jobs?
Right, I don't know.
Probably not.
What is this?
But he's like 6'4". Oh. I mean, imagine he's got pretty good grip.
You see how big his kid is?
Oh, yeah, Barron. Barron's like 7 foot fucking four, dude. He's huge.
He should have been fucking NBA.
I know.
Hey, you guys know what time it is? It's time for Rise Girl of the Week.
Oh, shit. Just a small town girl living in a lonely world. No, and I
looks like you're a lady.
Kevin, I have not seen that. We're off. Don called up Dana White on the speech, but I want to see it.
Yeah, it's that time again where we give Rowdy a couple choices for
come on, Keith.
A woman to take home for the week.
Can't get a fucking Ric Flair.
And let's see if he can find one that'll suit his needs today.
Oh, my God.
Rowdy, I had to turn you down because you're so fucking loud.
Well, good. Was I red spiking it?
No, I don't think so. I think you're just distorting.
I should have been.
There you go. Now
I should have been.
A little bit. All right.
I even moved away. Woo!
Whoa. Number one coming up for Rowdy's Girl of the Week. Should we wait for Keith to get back?
Ah, fuck him.
Is this lovely lady? Let's check her out. Wait, we might want to wait. Because what's he doing anyway?
Probably masturbating in your backyard.
Oh, fuck it. Here you go. Check this out. Rowdy's Girl of the Week, number one. Let me know what you think.
Oh.
I heard he was running your back.
Oh. Okay. Nice. Ooh. Sanitary. Okay. Ooh, yeah.
You really went above and beyond this week, Rick.
Look at this. Yeah.
Ooh, the full queef.
Dude, I'm telling you, that was a pick for you.
The full queef.
I knew,
okay.
I seen that. I was like, you're going to like that one.
The first part, when she ran out, I was intrigued.
I'm going to show it again, so keep
then,
to see it.
Now, hang on. I'm going to narrate. The first part, when she come in, I was intrigued.
Okay.
The second part, I was very concerned, health department wise, with the pink eye punch. I'm gonna call that
sanitary.
No, the pink eye punch, where you rub your fist in your butthole,
yeah, it's nasty,
and then punch me in the eyes. Not only do I get a black eye, but I also get pink black eye.
Yep. Right, here's my favorite.
And I was a little, and if the pink eye brown eye punch did not fucking do it justice, the full pink eye spray would just finish you off.
Right.
Yeah, I would call the health department on this bitch.
Well, that's
before I called the cops, I would call the health department, so they all showed up the same time.
Right.
And put her the fuck away. But
that is
your
number one.
I am intrigued by her Viking dominance.
Yeah, she definitely has
right
what it takes.
Some testosterone.
Yep. Moving on.
This is just prior to her transitioning.
To number two. Let's check out Rowdy's Girl of the Week, number two.
Fuck, man. Let's see. Gonna be a hard one to pass up.
Oh, I know, right? Especially with that red hair. Let's check out Rowdy's Girl number two. Oh.
Look at that.
Fighter.
Shay is fearless.
One on top.
She is incredibly talented. Somebody say beardless or fearless. Oh,
disrespectful. Ooh, and she threw it. What do you think?
I'm intrigued.
Let's see it one more time.
I'm thrown off by the last one to
look
this
that.
One.
Shay is
your choice of women.
Well,
I'm thrown off yet intrigued.
Yes.
Yes.
I wish I could have got a better video of her. I don't really know what
her name
was.
I'm a big guy. I'm not a tiny guy. I'm not a huge guy. I'm not 6'5".
Right.
I'm not fucking 5'3". I'm an intermediate-sized dude. And I was married to a very small-sized woman.
4 foot nothing.
4 foot nothing, like 1 inch from having to ride in a fucking booster seat legally.
That girl kind of scares you then, huh?
No. But I like assertive women. That's why I married that woman.
Rick.
Because she wasn't fucking afraid of me.
No.
Like, not at all. She was not intimidated by my size or anything. So this shit kind of excites me a little bit. No, I'm trying to quit, Keith.
Here's number three. Now, if you didn't know already,
I gave up Twizzlers and cigarettes last
night. The theme of the night is fighting girls, okay? Oh. Here you go. So here's number three.
And go.
She's kind of famous. I don't know if you know her.
Go.
I was trying to find some fight videos of hers, but she's a badass. Put it that way. Paige Van Zandt.
Number two.
Yeah, number two is your girl, huh?
Yeah.
All right, now listen.
She pins you down, punches you in the nuts while she's twerking on your face.
Oh, dude, yeah.
It's like beating you in the testicles.
Keith, before.
Give up, Keith! Give up!
Before, now listen. There's a new thing called Rowdy's Last Stand.
There is.
Now, this is a new one now where Rowdy can throw away all his picks plus the intro girl, and he can go with the last stand. But if he picks the last stand, that's it. That's all. Like, he can't go back. He can't. There's no more choices. So it's either he can pick one of the three girls, the intro girl that he normally picks and goes home with that kind of reminds him.
The fallback girl.
Yep. Yeah, yeah. Or he can do the last stand, which, I don't know. He's gotten some good picks on that.
But the problem is, if I pick the fallback girl,
yeah,
you don't get to see the fourth girl.
Nope, it just goes away.
Oh.
So it's the three girls you've seen, or the intro girl, the fallback girl.
Aren't you worried that the last call girl there is going to
Well,
be a guy
so I rolled the dice the last time on our show, and the outcome was fantastic because it was three decent, and I was like, fallback girl, or pardon me, fourth. Fourth quarter girl.
Yeah, the last stand girl.
Last stand girl, and I got twins.
Oh,
yeah, so you got to take them both home.
I feel like this prick is trying to trick me right now.
I mean, no, the ones I showed
No, I'm all about really casinos and odds, but the difference is between reading the odds at the casino I kind of know this prick.
Evil bastard.
I know this evil son of a bitch right here. So I'm going to call his bluff. Now listen, I'm going to call his bluff.
Okay.
And I'm going to pick the fourth quarter girl.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
No. See, he did that. That already makes me regret it.
All right.
It already makes me regret it.
All the girls that you just seen are now off the table. Rowdy has to take this
beating
girl
the shit out of each other. What? This girl's going to be like pummeling some dude in the testicles.
Here goes his last
something
hand.
Fucked
ready?
Up.
Here we go. Show yourself.
But
beautiful.
I'm doing this for the people.
Here we go. Oh, yeah. Look at her. She gets in there.
You know what, bro?
He's good with it.
I'm kind of digging her form.
She's got, look at her, she's happy.
Hey, she's smiling while she, you know what? That's a big,
that horse looks happy.
Rick, that's a very important part of the job.
To be honest with you, I can't tell if this is AI or not. I think this is AI.
Rick.
Is this AI?
I don't think it is.
Are you sure?
And Rick, the most important part is, like Keith pointed out, she's smiling while she's doing
the
job.
Time. So you're not mad at all?
No, I'm actually not. I'm actually relieved that it wasn't like some girl punching some dude in the testicles.
Damn, there it is, folks. Rowdy's girl of the week. Taking home the last stand, girl.
Just a small town horse girl.
Yeah, the horse girl.
No. Living in a lonely world. She knows how to handle me. She's got a smile on her face while she's doing it. She's not beating the fuck out of her man while she's doing it.
Nope.
Now, think about it. The first girl's beating the fuck out of the dude, queefing in his face, giving him the pink eye punch after she rubbed her butthole with her fist.
That bitch would be a fucking dude. That,
all right,
dude,
all right,
be all right. To contend with.
And girl two wasn't any fucking better. Girl three wasn't any better.
Two was all right. Rick, what was your pick? What was your
and,
pick?
I don't know. I mean, to be honest with you, Paige Van Zandt, bro. I like Paige Van Zandt. Dude, she's fucking hot.
No,
she's manly. She'd beat your ass too. She'd beat your ass more than the first girl, dude. Right, Paige Van Zandt's a badass fighter. Don't get me wrong.
See, that's the thing. I'm not into
like a cover girl.
I'm into love. You know what I mean? I'm into love and not getting my ass beaten. If she wants to jerk off a horse before she comes home,
so
that's her business.
And she's not showing off her skin to the neighbors or anybody else.
Right.
For you,
and she wants to beat a horse off in her private time. That's her fucking. You know. A lot of women have to do that in America. You think I'm fucking joking?
What, jack off a horse?
Yeah.
Ew.
You didn't know that?
Well, no. There are stations where they got to do that so they can artificially inseminate studs.
There are weekly procedures where they have to clean the smegma.
The fuck is smegma?
Oh, okay.
Smegma is the four. Like, if you don't wash your dick and it smells funny,
that's
smegma.
Smegma.
It's skin cells that build up under the foreskin.
How many guys have you actually smelled that on?
I smell on my own once. I was like,
hey, wait. Kevin said him on the other day. I was stoked to see Trump call up Dana White at his speech.
Back to the smegma.
Okay, smegma.
Literally, you got to wash your dick.
Is that right?
Well, a horse is like an uncircumcised dick. So there's a buildup of skin that actually.
Healthcare.
It's healthcare. You have to clean the smegma. So
educational.
Literally, girls have to go out there and clean the smegma.
Yeah, I mean,
when I met Candy, her mom had a horse farm.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
And Candy's like, you go out and help my mom on the farm? And I said, everything but cleaning the smegma. And she goes, what's smegma? And I said, ask your mom.
My neighbors got a racer.
Do not come. Do not come.
Fuck to it.
I'm going to come.
I love that last part. Sorry. Eric Sandberry said, I like that 1991 girl, number three. You know what? We do have one more game to play. Shall we do it?
Yeah.
Hang on. I got a bonus on this one.
Oh, you got a bonus?
Yeah.
He's got a bonus.
Yep. You ready?
Yeah.
You're going to get us kicked, right?
Nope. Less than 30 seconds.
No, it says 7 seconds. But if you talk over it, you should be all right. Who the fuck told you 30 seconds?
I thought it was 30 seconds.
Dude, it's 7 seconds.
You read it on the bathroom wall.
You get 7 seconds per song or per copyrighted thing before they fucking slam you. Which a lot of our videos are demonetized because of the shit we use, but I don't give a shit.
Right.
By the way, welcome to the next fun game that we play here on the Rick and Rowdy Show.
God damn it.
Called, why don't you just go to the non-copyrighted version or something?
I'm trying to fight.
He's, what are you doing? Oh, I heard horse cock.
Ready?
Oh my gosh. All right, welcome to What's That Song?
Whole cock like
hey,
horse
that actually
cock.
Worked out
send
well.
Your asshole into shock like horse cock.
All right. With this, I actually have to go back and look at my notes because I don't even remember this.
Do you ever look songs. Back at 2 years of Our Shores and?
I don't never. Yeah,
why
you're
is this still playing?
We're playing the horse cock song. We got this, other songs to play.
Jesus. Do you ever reflect like, 2 years of Rick and Rowdy, 53 shows. Why the fuck did I do this?
Not really. See, that's the thing. I do so much. I don't ever go back and like listen because I hate it's like listening to your voice on the recorder. I hate hearing my own voice.
I did that like the first 10 shows because I insecure. Fuck, did I get too drunk? Did I say something I shouldn't have said?
And I just don't give a shit.
Well, fortunately for us, we never got banned for anything I said.
Yeah. Yeah, I got.
You got banned.
What I did. And it wasn't what I said. It's what I
no,
shared.
No, it's what you played. Yep.
It was on my shorts. I shared a dude fucking being stupid.
But overall, fucking A, dude. 53 fucking shows. 2 fucking years and 2 weeks.
Right.
Impressive.
Yeah.
Good statistics.
This is how this is going to work. I will give away a t-shirt today if somebody out there in live viewership watches and they win. But you have to message me in order to get your thing. I can't just send t-shirts to somebody I don't know one.
He's not just going to do it for you.
I can't do it that
way. Do it for yourself.
All right. Number one, what's that song? Go ahead. You guys.
I'm not guessing.
Here we go.
Down
Westbound
Road right away, I made my choice.
You know what it is?
Headed out to my big two-wheeler. I was tired, my old boy.
Comment in the chat. What do you think it is?
Took a beat on another plane and just rolled that
power. It's actually wheelchair-related, kind of.
Is it really?
If you think, well, not really, but I mean the name of the song. Yeah. It could go with wheel.
Well,
yeah.
Well, I was like an artist, stopped at a bar to have a brew.
Yeah, he's got some kind of
met a girl and had a few drinks and
reverb.
I told her what I decided to do.
Yeah.
She looked out the window alone all moment. She looked into my eyes.
I picked a hard one this time because I always pick easy ones and everybody gets it quick. So I'm like, what is this? Come on, guys. I wouldn't know what this was if I didn't find it. No. Go ahead. Who do you think it is, Rowdy? Let him know. Nobody's guessed yet. I've never even heard this song before.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
The lyrics sound familiar. Can't put a pin
in. It's Bobby.
Oh, is it really?
Yep, I'll give you a hint. It's Bob Seger. Yep, Kevin, it is Seger. Yep. There it is. You want me to keep going?
No. I can't figure it out.
Roll me away. Kevin
Roll
got it.
Roll me away. I think it's the way he sang it because I couldn't.
Congratulations, Kevin. You got one. Yeah,
he
had some kind of reverb on his fucking voice.
Well, it's his, just his pronunciation. Like that, that band I've been listening to, Keith, it took me a minute to figure out that last fucking lyric.
The Hornswogglers?
I've been up, but mostly down. And I couldn't fucking hear. And finally, one day, it just popped, and I was like, oh, he's saying it. I'm up, but mostly down. Right. And Candy's like, well, I knew that. And I'm like, well, the fuck, you heard me struggle with it for three fucking weeks. I couldn't figure out what the fuck he was saying. You didn't hear me over there singing, I've been left, I've been right, been wrong, I've been, you know, up, but mostly down. And I'm like, boop, 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 boop.
All right, we got one
thanks for your help
here from Kevin.
Motherfucker.
We got two more songs. Rowdy can't come in. Nobody can come in until like 30-second mark.
God damn it.
All right, song number two. You ready? Here we go.
Get her done.
That's just the people doing it.
Oh, shit. We already know what it is.
We got 30 seconds. Hold on.
We can fucking play this.
Come on, Kevin. You got about 20 seconds left.
I can sing lyrics. Brother will kill brother, spilling blood across the land, killing for religion, something I don't understand. Wolves like these across the sea, up the forward lamb.
How did I know you guys were gonna know this one? Yeah. Alright, you got. Nope, that's wrong. Raining blood.
Nope. Oh, very far away. Come on.
All right.
Let me give him the first part. Megadeth.
Megadeth. Oh.
Shut the fuck up, dickhead. They're supposed to wait 5 more minutes for that.
I don't.
Oh my god. Fucking Holy Wars, Megadeth.
Megadeth, Holy Wars. Yep. That's what it was. Unfortunately, the house got that one.
Oh man.
Kevin, you got one more chance, bro.
One more chance and raining blood.
One more chance.
That's a very distinguishable song, and it sounded nothing like that.
Kevin's like, hey, man. All right. Now, this next one I've never heard either, but I do. This guy that does it, Keith, you'll appreciate it, too, because this dude's a fucking strummer. Check him out. You're good, Kev. What's this one?
Waiting by the side of the road for day to break so we could.
He's got a country twang, but it's not a country song.
Oh, it's not?
No.
Los Angeles with dirty hands and worn out knees. Ooh, well, I keep crawling back to you.
I just want to play guitar like that. Fuck, man.
Hang out with Keith.
What do you guys think?
Hang out with Keith more.
I know, I need to. He's dead. The guy that made it's dead.
Toby Keith?
Nope. It's not country. It's not a country song.
Oh. Well, that's bullshit. Tupac?
Tom Petty. It's a Tom Petty song.
Wow, it's sped up then. I never heard Tom Petty sing that fast.
Well, it's a different, that's what I mean, he did it differently.
Yeah, he sped it up and turned it into country.
Nothing? I'm going to give you a minute to come up with it, Kevin. You get this one, man. You get it. You win.
Fuck. Kevin's the only one here.
I know.
We got four viewers, and Kevin's made the last 25 comments. Yeah. Just give him the fucking shirt for being here.
He already gets one. He just has to message me.
Kevin, you're already getting the shirt. Just message Rick.
Yeah.
Give him your fucking address. And then when he wakes up tomorrow hungover, text him again. Say, bro, send me my fucking t-shirt.
It's fucking Tom Petty crawling back to you.
I can't remember that song sung like that.
See, I picked these songs because I always pick ones that you guys get easily, and I'm like, fuck that.
No, you don't. Well, you just did Megadeth, and me and Keith were like, yeah, we know that one.
Well, I guess technically we didn't really have a winner, but Kevin still
no,
wins because
we did
Kevin,
have a winner.
Kevin won off the last one.
He did.
Kevin got the only one right here on this one
by participation.
Yeah, you got a. No, well, I wouldn't say a participation trophy. Hey, a T-shirt's a T-shirt.
Well, hey, we give participation trophies here at Rick and Rowdy Show.
Yeah, Kevin, I'll send you a
don't
t-shirt.
Judge us.
I'll send you some dirty panties from my neighbor, Cecilia. You'll like those. And then I'll send you some stickers.
He's just telling you those are the neighbor's dirty panties. They're really mine.
Yeah, Rowdy wears them for every show. He just puts them in the bin over here, back by the fucking skeleton.
The used panty bin. Send these off to our constituents' bin.
Yep, absolutely. So
should we send him the salty pickle, like just pass it on to the next person?
We don't ever have a battery to fucking go into that damn. How do you
I
get
know.
The battery? Get the battery out of there.
Remember, sometimes it works.
It yodels. No, it's a yodeling.
Kevin,
I would not want to get rid of that. I'd keep it here in the wheelhouse.
You sure?
Yeah, why not? What's Kevin going to do with a yodeling pickle?
I don't even want to know what Kevin would do with this.
The yodeling pickle, I run out and bought two.
Well, let's not get
Kevin,
into that.
I don't even want to know what you do this.
You know who else would like a yodeling pickle? Stan Ford.
Oh, boy. I know what Stan would do with a yodeling pickle. Stan Ford, Forest Your Automotive Cars, Trucks, Classics, 4945 Page Ave, or give him a call, 517-764-9208. Or stop over at his place on Thursday mornings for free coffee and donuts.
Yeah.
Stan Ford, Forest Your Automotive. What's he stand for, Rick?
Quality.
That's right.
Damn fucking straight. Stan Ford, appreciate you being a sponsor. And with that, folks, we are at, we're over 2 hours because
we
had to cut it in half.
Yes. Did we guilt him into sponsorship?
He literally told me, why the fuck haven't you came and got money?
Oh, see,
he guilted him into sponsorship. No, I called him the other day about a placemat. I got a placemat going.
No,
on
it's because
winter.
We didn't do his fucking ad for like four or five shows because it was out of date. And then the one time he come onto the show, we didn't do it. He's like, where's my ad at?
I'm like, you didn't pay me for the ad.
Like, come on, motherfucker. We're trying to build this shit.
Oh, yeah, Kevin, whatever you say.
This ain't the interface shelter. No, Stan's a good guy. And he just, lost touch. And we guilted him back into sponsorship.
Works every day.
It did, too. You can guilt people in almost anything.
If you know how to talk to them.
That's right.
Now, we enjoy your company tonight, folks. Please send this to all your aunts and uncles who voted for Harris. They will enjoy it, I promise you.
So you guys got to hear about this left-wing, awesome show called The Rick and Rowdy Show.
You guys will love it.
These guys fucking hate Trump.
Yep, and then you're going to see Keith.
No, I shaved my head.
Right.
Yeah, see, look at him.
Right. You do look like a Democrat.
He said, fuck that shit. We appreciate all of our viewers, all of our live viewers, all of our viewers from all across every corner of the globe, all across America and to other countries, Europe, France. We got Africa. We got, all over the place. We appreciate you guys.
What a high energy show tonight.
That was fun.
We haven't had.
I got through everything and didn't forget nothing else.
No. And we, we just haven't had a really high energy show, just a natural high energy show.
Yeah.
Usually we got to do copious amounts of cocaine to get through the show, some animal tranquilizers.
I'm not smuggling that anymore either, okay?
Right.
The doctor told me to stop doing that.
He
doesn't recommend it. He said one of these balloons could burst anytime.
Your rectal fallout is, is questionable
at
this moment.
It's fucking up my
stop doing it.
Every other morning. It's not working. It's starting to fuck.
Do it in smaller amounts.
Yeah, we'll make it work for you. But yeah, we appreciate you guys watching.
Seriously, though, what an awesome show. It's been a high energy show. It's been a little bit later than normal. We started later.
Yeah.
But we still had six people right off the bat.
Yep.
Maybe that's the key.
Wait, maybe Keith. Maybe it was Keith's fault.
Nah.
What?
Toby Queef.
Hey, I enjoy all of our experiences with Keith. You should bring a guitar next time. Sing some songs for us. Be like, what do you think about that, Keith? And just be like,
right. Be like, Rick is factory worker from South.
He likes to go put cornholes up in his mouth.
He takes Woods Piata, puts it in his mouth. No, honestly, it was a high-energy show at the very beginning. It was the drunken, retarded show at the end, which is typical. It was a lot of fun, man.
Yeah, absolutely. We'll be back.
Rick and Rowdy, 53.
We will be back in 2 weeks for our last show of the year. And then I don't know when we're going to get back on and do another one.
And we'll just do it when we feel like it. And then it's going to be like, but wait, there's more.
Right.
Rick, aren't you supposed to show some munchies?
Oh, shit. Oh, I never God got those. Damn it. Send them to me real
quick.
Hang
on, let me. But before you head out, I'll just give my brief clip of that video.
Hold on. Do you want to show them it, or do you want me to pull it up?
I could pull it up here real quick, and then just put it in front of the camera.
All right, that'd be easier.
So, yeah, 40. How many monkeys?
It was 24, I thought.
It's like chimpanzees?
Or no, there might have been 40. 42?
Because you know what chimpanzees like to tear people's fucking.
No, I think these like were macaques or macaques.
That's, yeah, kind of what.
You see macaque monkey? Macaque monkey's around here somewhere.
Have you seen a monkey and macaque?
I'm looking for a macaque.
So here it is.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
The 43 monkeys that escaped. They just start randomly breaking shit.
They're really hungry. It looks like.
This was at the lab right before they escaped.
That video is insane.
Yeah.
Yep. See, they were teaching them to talk.
Talking?
Yeah. Oh, dude, it's epic. Look, breaking records and shit.
Bro, they paid a lot of money for those records. Yeah.
But literally, it's crazy. This is escape or fucking whistleblower footage.
Why is he doing the guitar? I don't get.
He's trying to beat the monkey off.
There's no monkeys there, though. This is just a.
He's trying to prevent their escape. Then they just went nuts right here.
Travesty. This looks like it was filmed.
No, this is real. Look, did you notice the monkeys have human faces?
Yeah, was that they did that on purpose?
Let me get the. Can you see their faces over here?
Love you, Kevin. Thanks for watching.
It's Attack of the Human Face Monkeys. Oh, shit.
Bro, how long is this video?
Oh, shit. Where's your head at?
Okay, we get it.
Where's your head at?
All right, guys. Until next time, we will see you here on the Rick and Roddy Show. Be easy. Treat each other with respect and kindness. Unless they called you fucking Nazis, and then fuck those people.
Yeah. Eat a dick.
Eat a dick, and we love you guys. See you later. All hail President Trump. That'd be funny if we had something like that, right? See ya.